Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amen from doparish.com. Hey, I wanted to share a story with you that happened this morning. As I was going in the store, I saw what looked like possibly a couple Jehovah Witness women. And I was looking at them and I thought, well, they're probably just going to go in the store. I could kind of tell by the way they were dressed. We've been seeing a lot of them lately at the festivals, which kind of caught my eye. Well, they went right to the side of the store and then they opened up the stand. And as I was walking up there, I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out to them. So I dug out a gospel card. One was busy with setting up the stand thing or whatever, and I held it out to the other one, and I said, here, I want to share some good news with you. And she just stared at me. I said, would you at least give this to your husband, your pastor, your elder, your leader, whoever that would be, because my husband would love to talk to them. And she just stood there and stared at me. And I said, oh, okay, so you won't even pass this on to the men so the men can reason in the word. And a woman, the one that was messing with the cart, she looked at me and she said, we're here to give out our pamphlets, not to receive anything. I said, do you realize that those are filled with lies? The Jehovah Witnesses, they preach a false gospel. They don't believe Jesus was God. They wrote their own Bible. I said, your denomination was created with all the rest of them, 1500 or 1800, at least that many years after Christ walked the earth. I said, you're being deceived. And I love my neighbor. That's why I stopped by. And they just kind of stared at me, and I said, can I share something with you? I said, you ladies don't even look like godly, holy ladies. I said, you're all decorated up. These women, I'm just telling you, sisters, they looked like peacocks. They were so colorful and bright makeup and jewelry all over and flashy. They did have dresses. They were not biblical. And they had hats on. And the one woman, she got a little upset, and she kind of took a step forward, and she said, that's because we don't follow the Mosaic law. I said, ma'am, this is proving my point. I said, head covering is in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 11. And I said, dress, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3. I said, you need to read your Bible. That's why I stopped by here to help you. I just showed you where you need some help. And they didn't say a word and turned around on me. So I said, you need to repent. I walked in the store. I was kind of evaluating the conversation in my mind. And I thought, you know, on the way out, I thought, I'm going to love my neighbor. And I'm going to try to reach out to him one more time and just give him a warning. So when I walked out, I walked by him and I said, you know, ladies, I said, I stopped by here the first time because I love you. I care for your soul. And I wanted to warn you about the destruction that's coming. I said, you know, Christ is going to return and he's going to destroy all these denominations, all this system that man and Satan has set up. I said, and if you don't repent, you're going to be destroyed with it. I said, it doesn't matter what denomination it is. It wasn't made of Christ. It was made well after he established his New Testament body. And I said, anybody who doesn't repent of it and stays within it, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, I don't care what it is, they're going to be destroyed with it. And I said, I love you enough to come and warn you about that. You need to repent before it's too late. And I turned around and walked off. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, I loved my neighbor. Whether they're my friend, whether they're my enemy, I love them. And here, let's read this. Matthew 5, 43 through 48. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? And do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So my point on that is, I love my neighbor, I love my enemy, whoever they are, I love them and tried to warn them with the truth. And what did they do? Did they take that card, the gospel card I give them, did they take that and give it to their elder, their leaders, or anybody that could reach back to my husband and try to correct us if they really think they have the truth and we're going to die and go to hell? Did they love us? Nope. They love each other. They love their brethren. They love their system. They love their lies. But they don't love their neighbor. They violated that. And so I just wanted to warn us, sisters. You know, just because somebody wants to hand you something spiritual and you may know right away that it's unbiblical, if it's a woman and you're well-versed, you can speak to her about it, maybe share some warnings with her. you could always take it and give it to your spiritual head and have them contact and have the contact the men and have them reason over it. But depending on how, whatever the situation is, why would we not take the information, do whatever it is that we need to do to look into it, and then reach back and warn that person? Wouldn't that be loving? Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. Just because you receive, I just wanted to say, just because you receive a piece of paper or a pamphlet or a phone number or an email or something, if somebody is going to stand there and actually walk up to you and reach out and try to give you something of a spiritual nature, they must really believe what they have. So there may be a spark of something in them. If they're going to reach out, maybe they'll receive what is given back to them, which would be the truth. And even if they don't, we try to do our best to love our neighbor, right? So I thought that would just be an encouragement to us, a warning, a thought, something for us to keep in mind. Now I was going to share, like, when we're out on the streets and we go to events, every once in a while, very, very rare, we might meet a street preacher out there. And sometimes they'll stick their hand out and give us a gospel card and we'll switch them, and then we test what they give us, and then we can reach back to them and try to correct them. Even if they don't want it, we try to reach and love our neighbor. And we've had that with people who try to give us gospel tracts. You know, we can't even tell that they're a brother or a sister walking down the street in a worldly carnal event and they're participating in it. But we try to give them a gospel tract, and they're like, well, hey, okay, hey, I got one, and they'll give it to us. We don't say, nope, I don't want it. We take it, we read it, we look at it, and if there's contact info on there, we try to reach back to these people to try to correct them. So I just thought I would share that with you. It's something that I've been thinking about today, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to try to reach those women, try to correct them. And even though they didn't take the gospel, God was glorified, and we just do the best that we can. So anyway, sisters, I just thought I would share that with you. Hopefully your day's going well. We're getting prepared to go out on the streets at an event tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll see how that turns out. And let us all just do the works that the Lord has before us in our days, heartily as unto him with a pure heart, kind of like the audio I was talking about the other day. All right, I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.